News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The latest litter results released by Eyeball. I suppose, look, the headline figures, the winners, as it were. Fermoy is the cleanest town in Ireland, not for the first time. And Waterford, the cleanest city. That is according, as I said, to the Irish Business Against Litter survey. Lots of people will be logging on this morning to find out where their town came. So Fermoy and Waterford, top of the list. But bottom of the list, Shane?
The area I live in, the north inner city of Dublin, I'm not surprised to hear that. Ballymun on the north side of Dublin, Ballybane in Galway, the north side of Cork City, and Mahon, also a suburb of Cork. They are the five worst areas. And I suppose most worrying of all is Irish Business Against Litter, who have done incredible work in this area. They're saying over the last 3 years, they actually took a decision to highlight the black spots after some debate, and they took the decision to do so in the hope that it would spark an improvement. And they say there has been zero improvement in the last 3 years. And look, as someone who lives in the north inner city, I'm always talking about it on the show, but it's horrific. As I walk home every day, you just see so much casual littering, so much dumping, the amount of bags just strewn all over the place. It is an ongoing problem. I'm not sure the authorities actually care about the north inner city of Dublin. I'm really genuinely not. I don't say that lightly, but I actually am not. Now, there are substantial issues there. There's a high level of social housing as opposed to private housing, and that, unfortunately, does cause more littering. We know that. But I'm not sure the authorities really care about it. Something definitely needs to be done about it.
It's in a way, right, this is going to sound a little like I'm justifying it. I'm not. I can understand the thought process that someone goes through to justify illegal dumping to a degree. It's BS, but I can understand how they could rationalise it to themselves. You know, that it's the bin companies, they're screwing us out of money, this is, you know, it's extortion.
Well, and there's politicians pushing that argument all the time.
I'll give my money to this guy with the white panel van who'll drive up somewhere and it'll disappear. You know what I mean? If it was more reasonable, if the council did this for me like they should, I wouldn't be doing it. Something like that. Like I said, it's BS. I can understand, though, how someone rationalised it. What I cannot understand for the life of me is casual dumping or casual littering. People who just crumple something up after they finish with it and throw it onto the path, the footpath. Like I remember being up in the Wicklow Mountains not too long ago, and I was speaking to a campaigner who cleans up in the area, and he said, look, as well as the big illegal dumping, they have a problem with casual littering. And remarkably, he said, it's people who come up to enjoy the scenery, to be immersed in nature, and they eat a sandwich, they have a bag of crisps, and then before they leave, they wind down the windows and they chuck the wrappers out onto the side of the road. I just wonder, like, from what height do you need to be dropped on the head as a baby to think that it's okay to chuck some litter on the side of the ground?
I look, you know, there's a problem in certain areas, there's no question about that. I think in general, though, we are getting better. I think people are less likely to dump litter than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. I think there's a big campaign going, you know, the Green Schools Initiative and all that. I think that is how. I think we're cleaner now, Kieran, than we were a decade ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I probably tend to agree, but let us know what you think out there. Is it your experience that Ireland is a tidier place? Is your local area cleaner and neater now than it was 15, 20 years ago? 53106, text us. Let us know at a cost of 30 cents. Or as always, you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT.
Okay, let's stay with this story now. We're joined by Conor Hogan, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter. Conor, obviously, we got the good news story in relation to Fermoy and Waterford, and congratulations to them. But it is quite depressing that the areas, the black spots that you've highlighted, that there's been no improvement in the last 3 years.
We do find that disheartening, Shane, and on a number of fronts, even to the point that the sites that every survey are identified as either subject to dumping or heavily littered, those sites reappear in subsequent surveys as again littered, so they're not being cleaned up. It's not an easy job to clean up these entire areas.
No, a horrible job.
Surely the low-lying fruit is those specific sites that are identified by Antashka as needing a clean-up. That's not happening. And, you know, in truth, in most cases, we don't get much sense from the local authorities that there's any real plan or sense of prioritisation behind these areas. The reason we picked on them was we felt they're neglected, and we sort of still feel that they're being neglected.
OK, let's talk about some of these areas, the Galway, Cork, Dublin, inner city. I mean, certainly with the north inner city, I could tell you now where the areas are where there's dumping. I see them every day. Is it that the local authorities are just too slow to react? Do they have a plan to deal with? Because I mean, I have, you know, I ring Dublin City Council, let's say, once a week to report dumping. How quick are they in terms of addressing this?
It doesn't appear that they do address these areas at all in certain cases. I don't think Dublin City Council are the worst. They have the toughest job, I would say, Shane.
Yeah, no, it's a difficult job.
In fairness, we meet them at least once a year. They go through all the sites that we've identified and they tell us what they're doing about it. Sometimes they say that these sites are littered again within a day. So it is difficult, but Dublin City Council aside, other areas like Galway and Limerick and Cork, we've heard nothing over the years from the local authorities other than denial in some cases. And that has tended to be the way with our league generally. If we slam a town initially, there's denial by the council that we've got it right. It's only over time that the community comes together with the council and gets it right. And of course, in the case of these city areas, there isn't a tidy town, there isn't a spring clean group on hand.
No.
To work with the council. So, you know, it's hard to come up with solutions, but really it is up to the council, not just to clean the areas, but to try and mobilise these groups in these areas to come together.
Okay, the message to Cork Council, to Galway City Council, you've mentioned Dublin City Council and you say you have good kind of interaction with them. The message to them this morning is what, Conor?
Reach out. First of all, clean up the clearly littered areas that need addressing, and secondly, reach out to the community and try and get a volunteer force that will keep these areas clean over time.
Okay, let's finish on a more positive note. We're better now than 10, 20, 30 years ago, generally speaking.
We're absolutely better. And, you know, it is the case that the headlines will focus on the bad. But, you know, we have 75% of the areas we visit here clean. They're cleaner than previously. We have a record number of towns, 8 entering the higher bracket of cleanliness. And we've seen important towns like Athlone and Navan and Sligo emerge. Tallaght as well is worthy of note. There's an example of a city area, not without its problems. It's in 13th position in our table of 40,000 cities.
Okay.
A fantastic performance. Shows what can be done.
Okay. Keep up the good work. Conor Horgan there of Eyeball Irish Business Against Litter.